Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We begin with what we saw down in Mexico City for Monday Night Football. And it was a rather entertaining Monday Night Football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers as the Chiefs get outplayed, get outworked, every which way. And if you looked at total yardage, if you looked at yards per play, if you looked at the numbers in the first half of this game, you would have thought the Chargers should have been up by, 13 to 15 points. Instead, Kansas City had a one-point lead going into the locker room due to gross incompetence from the Chargers every which way. And my big takeaway watching this game, watching the first half and see the Chargers kick field goal after field goal, seeing some of the ill-advised, inexplicable throws from Phillip Rivers, combine that with Patrick Mahomes starting to get cooking, and then, of course, the final drive of the game in which the Charger defense, to their credit, played the hearts out. Ingram made big plays. Bosa made big plays. They were on the field basically the entire second half. But yet they gave their quarterback, they gave their offense a chance to go and win the game. And Phillip Rivers couldn't take it. And we're watching a guy that, let's be honest, looks completely shot as an NFL quarterback. Phillip Rivers last year went through this career renaissance. The Chargers had a great year. They had that great win on Thursday night against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. They won a playoff game against Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And then they went up to New England and got absolutely shellacked. Game was over before it even began. Since that point, Phillip Rivers has looked like a quarterback who's got no zip on his throws, who's throwing the ball up in the air. I mean, he could have easily thrown six interceptions in this game. I'm not exaggerating by saying this. He threw four in the game. He easily could have thrown six, maybe even seven. For those of you who want to have some fun and go through throw after throw after throw. Not exactly pretty, not exactly fun to watch. And you see this with quarterbacks. When they lose it, they lose it. Listen to these numbers for Phillip Rivers. Over what? The last 60 starts. 58 interceptions, one playoff appearance. Sound familiar? It should. You know what Eli Manning has done over his last 60 starts? 54 interceptions and one playoff appearance. You think about the great quarterback class of 2004. And I have said on multiple occasions, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, and Phillip Rivers, I think, are all going to find their way into Canton, Ohio. I think Ben Roethlisberger is a lock. I think Eli Manning, because of what he was able to accomplish in the Super Bowl, two-time Super Bowl MVP, beating Tom Brady and Bill Belichick twice, that's going to hold its weight in gold. He's going to end up getting into the Hall of Fame. And I think because of the longevity and the numbers and the standard of excellence throughout the regular season, Phillip Rivers, I think, is going to get in to Canton, Ohio. Some may say it's debatable. I think he gets in. What we are watching, though, right now, and what we are witnessing, we're getting a first-hand look at the end of the quarterback class of 2004. Think about it for a minute. Eli Manning is done. He is not going to play on the New York Giants after this year. Odds are he will retire a New York Giant. I'd be very, very surprised if Eli Manning next year is wearing a different uniform. Ben Roethlisberger has been out since week two of this year. I get the sense Ben Roethlisberger wants to come back. I think the Steelers want him to come back, considering they made the trade for their first-round pick this year with Micah Fitzpatrick. I don't think you make a trade like that unless you're hoping and praying Ben is going to be right or that Mason Rudolph is going to be a star. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think anybody watching the Steelers throughout this year would make the argument that Mason Rudolph has star written all over him. I mean, he does not exactly look like a guy that's going to be a star quarterback in this league. And then you have Phillip Rivers. And you would have thought that Phillip Rivers, because of the year the Chargers had last season, and you would have thought because Keenan Allen is there, Mike Williams is there, you got two good backs, at least for now, in Melvin Gordon and Eckler, that he would be set up for success. That maybe the quarterback who hasn't won a Super Bowl of the three could maybe make that last-ditch effort to try and get one. I get the sense, folks, Phillip Rivers is not going to get any closer to the Super Bowl than he did last year. And after watching the last 2 weeks, and that's the beauty of the NFL, we sit there, unless, you know, you're not doing your job properly, we sit there and we watch all the games. We're watching the Jets, we're watching the Giants, you're watching Red Zone, you're watching this, primetime, you name it. 3 days a week. Football and the NFL, it's circling through my brain on a TV set time and time again. So you get a chance to watch over a given Sunday. But we've watched the entirety of the Chargers their last two games. The Raiders last Thursday night. This game against the Chiefs. I see 7 interceptions in 2 games. I see some of the decisions that are being made. I see the arm strength, which is diminished beyond belief. If I am running the Los Angeles Chargers, you want to tell me next year I'm running back Phillip Rivers hoping that, you know, I have better luck, my offensive line's a little bit better, I have a little bit more success in the close game? It's amazing. The Chargers won all the close games last year. This year they're losing all the close games. That's the NFL. But I think the Chargers would be crazy to disregard identifying a quarterback of the future. Whether it's talking to the Miami Dolphins about Josh Rosen, which is possible considering Rosen is a California kid. But if I'm the Chargers, I'm thinking beyond that. I'm examining the draft prospects of all the quarterbacks who could be available. Whether it's Joe Burrow, who won't be there, Tua Tagovailoa, who maybe not, will be there for you when you're picking in the top 15, Herbert, I take a look at him. Fromm, I take a look at him. You got to be doing your research if you're the Chargers, because look at the direction the league is going in. Think about what is now happening to these quarterbacks of this fabled class of 2004. They're being phased out. Eli Manning has been phased out. At some point in time, Ben Roethlisberger is going to be phased out. And yeah, the LA Chargers should be phasing Phillip Rivers out, who, oh, by the way, is a free agent at the end of this year. A lot of people thought the LA Chargers were going to be back as a contender, as a team that could make some serious noise in the AFC. You can basically disregard all of that with them now 4-7 on the year. And the Chiefs, look, They are far from the team we saw last year. Number one, Tyreek Hill can't stay on the field. Number two, their defense is awful. I mean, the Chargers should have been moving the ball at will on that team. Why they abandoned the run, I don't know what Anthony Lynn and their new offensive coordinator were thinking. You had Melvin Gordon running all over them in the first half of that game, and you basically said, you know what? We're just going to put it in the hands of Phillip Rivers like it's last season. Or like it's, I don't know, 2009. Newsflash, it ain't 2009. That ain't going to be your chance and your path to beat a team that's led by Patrick Mahomes. And you looked at the numbers for Mahomes in the first half of this game. Man, I was loving him considering in a fantasy league I was going against him. So I was, hey, okay, with the ugly statistical numbers that he was putting up. But anytime you have a quarterback held in check of that magnitude and you don't have a lead, there is a serious problem there. Quarterback play and coaching, red zone offense, quarterback, first-hand look at decision-making. That interception he threw in the fourth quarter with the game on the line, that is a rookie mistake. That is as bad as it gets. And if that doesn't tell you the end is here for Phillip Rivers, I don't know what will. He looks like a quarterback that is totally shot. And you just think about the league. Wilson putting up an MVP year. Jackson, the amazing year he has had. Mahomes. All of these young, mobile, athletic quarterbacks. You're going to be introducing more over the next 2 years. You're almost witnessing firsthand that like seismic shift. Sometimes it happens more gradually than others. Where you say goodbye to those faces that you're used to seeing Sunday after Sunday. I know for a lot of Giant fans, it's probably weird, and it was over the first week or two, thinking about your team, watching your team, and not seeing Eli Manning at quarterback. I mean, that's something you grew accustomed to for basically a decade and a half. The Steelers have felt the exact same way about Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, think about how weird it must be for them to go through this year with him being nowhere to be found. Now, Ben's a little different because he's missed a lot of time with injuries, more so than the other two. So the Steelers have seen the likes of, I don't know, Charlie Batch, or think about some of the guys that have started a quarterback for them. I mean, they've had some stiffs, backup quarterbacks that are just god-awful. I mean, Charlie Batch, he was like the backup quarterback that would be in and out, in and out, in and out. He and Byron Leftwich, they were the two like prototypical Steeler backup quarterbacks for Ben. So maybe they got used to it a little bit, but still, that was their franchise. Phillip Rivers has been the franchise with the Chargers. And I'm confident in saying this, he ain't going to have that happy ending. And that is one element of Phillip Rivers' game that will be void on the resume. Ben Roethlisberger is going to look up. You know what he's going to see at the end of his career? Two Super Bowl championships. Three trips to the Super Bowl. Eli Manning, even though the last 5 or 6 years have been a nightmare for Eli Manning, he's going to be looking up and he's going to say, you know what? I went up against this immortal head coach, this immortal quarterback, arguably the greatest two to ever do it. And I was a part of a team that beat him not just once, but I beat him twice. For Rivers, it's always going to be this what could have been. By no means am I diminishing his career. He's had an excellent career. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks around the league who'd love to stick around, would love to have the career accolades, the money, all that, that he's bringing to the table. But if you're going to ask me right now, rank those three quarterbacks who are probably all saying sayonara, if not this year, definitely next year, and within the next 2 years, I doubt you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger or Phillip Rivers on a field. Hard to make the argument for Rivers over the other two. It's just tough to do. Statistically speaking, in a regular season, he's got Eli Manning beat. I can't look past those two postseason runs. And for Phillip Rivers, winning in the postseason? Wasn't a whole lot of that. Thought maybe he'd have that late window to strike. Well, that late window, it appears shut. Talk about a lot of changing of the guard type moments in the NFL. It was another one on Monday night. You're watching this exemplary quarterback, Mahomes, doing it all. Looking the part, playing the part, even when he's not at his very best in the first half, he responds in the second half. For Phillip Rivers, it's duck throws, it's interceptions, and a quarterback who looks totally, totally shot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.